and manage those houses. We appreciate you joining us today on the Real Estate Roadmap Radio Show. If you normally listen to On the Air at this time, you are in the right place. On the Air is now heard at 3 o'clock every Saturday afternoon. 2 o'clock is the new time for the Real Estate Roadmap Show here on the Voice of Texas. Jeff Lewis is the founder of the MAP Club. It's the Mortgage Managers Advisor Pro Club. Their mission, help you make more money next year. Tall order.
Very tall order. No question.
Actually,
about
not that tall. It's just a matter of probably a different way of thinking about things.
It really is, Mark. You know, it's just a function of changing your life, having something out there that you can work for, having some hope, having some dreams, and having a vehicle to get you there. Get out of the daily rut, you know, instead of going in there and paying your time of 8 hours a day, you know, having something else out there working for you besides just trading your time for that dollar.
And give us an overview. How are the MAP system members, how are the MAP club members increasing their income, increasing their net worth as successfully as they have been over the last couple of years?
Well, I would say that it has to do with the system that we have. You know, the system is kind of like a stool. You got to have three different legs to a stool to where you can support yourself. And we've got a combination of education. We've got a great financing program that allows people to buy multiple houses with very little money out of pocket. And thirdly, and really most importantly, is we've got a group of wholesale acquisition specialists scattered throughout Houston that are actually doing nothing but finding houses, finding these phenomenal deals for all of our MAP members. And that's key, because it's the property, it's that asset that really carries through that whole process, that actually creates the cash flow that you need. It actually is that asset that's going to appreciate in value. It is that asset that you're going to buy, that when you go in and do those repairs and when the dust settles, you've got some built-in equity. You've got some instant equity, and that's a great way to increase your net worth. I mean, it's just across the board, no better place to really spend some additional time if you're really focused on your future than looking into real estate.
Because you look at the appreciation of your own property, and for a lot of people who bought a house maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe longer, they look at the appreciation of their own house over time.
Exactly.
And how their equity in that house has improved, how their net worth has improved as a result. So think about it. You got a great investment there. Why not do it two times? Why not do it three times? Maybe 10 times.
Exactly. And the 10 times is a magic number. That's, you know, most of the houses that we encourage investors to look at are the new members that come on board with us is looking at houses that what we call liquid property. Those are houses that we're able to buy between 50 to 90,000 that appraise between 100 to say 130,000, 140,000. And so let's just use 100,000. If you've got 10 houses that are all worth $100,000, $120,000 a piece, you're managing, you're controlling, you've leveraged $1 million worth of real estate. And that's huge, especially if you can do it with very little money out of pocket. For example, you know, to get, say, 8 to 10 houses between $100,000 to $120,000 a piece, you need about $1,500 a pop. So you're talking about $15,000. Let's say it takes you 2 years to amass these 10 houses. You're looking at investing $15,000 to be able to control $1 million in real estate that's going to appreciate at 3 to 4% per year. That's $30,000 to $40,000. That's huge.
Per year.
Not to mention the fact that you're going to have some cash flow and you're going to have about $100,000 to $120,000 in instant equity. That's an increase in your net worth immediately, Mark. When you're buying these houses at the huge discount that we're getting, fixing them up, and then realizing that that market value that's in that particular subdivision.
Well, that's the theory.
And that is the theory.
That's the theory that you
sounds
put
good
out on the table. That sounds really good. But what is it like in the real world? Does it work that way in the real world?
You bet. There's no question about it. We've been responsible for $40 million plus in real estate sales in the last couple of years since we started our investment group. We're very, very proud of it. It's very action-oriented. It's all about getting people that are interested in buying real estate a little bit of an idea of what's going on, then getting them pre-approved for the financing, letting them know, hey, you can qualify for two, three, four houses, and then starting to look at houses, looking at these houses and making offers on them and closing on houses. Otherwise, what good is the books and the tapes? What good is it to go to these seminars and get all fired up, rah, 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 go Amway, and you walk out of there and you're like, okay, now what? That's what MAP's all about. It's about action and walking you through that process, carrying you through that, and giving you the right tools that you need to find out if real estate is right for you.
So MAP is the now what? After you get all excited, you get the education and the information.
Exactly.
MAP is the, okay, here's what. So it's either now what or here's what. We'll have to work on that to see. But I thought it'd be interesting today. Let's look at the theory. The theory is sound. The theory makes a lot of sense. A lot of people driving down I-10 at the moment might go, okay, that makes a lot of sense. That beats the 3% I'm getting in my certificate of deposit. That beats the negative 20% that's sitting there in the stock portfolio that
right.
I've been watching and going, okay, how do you do that? And then how does it work in the real world? So we've got a real-life real estate investor in our studio today, a real-life card-carrying MAP Club member.
Yes, and he got awfully dressed up for us today, Mark.
He's wearing a tie and everything.
Exactly.
You told him he was coming in for the TV show?
Yeah, I roll in in my cowboy hat and boots, headed out west.
Well, I want to introduce you to a MAP Club member. His name is David Daly. He is in the trenches now, putting together a portfolio of houses here in Houston. And I got a chance to talk to David a little bit last week, and he's got an interesting story. He got interested in real estate in the 80s, picked up a property or two, and it just didn't happen for him. He joined the MAP Club. He's now got the backup and the information that maybe he didn't have in the 80s. And his story of how all that occurred is a pretty interesting story that I really think you're going to enjoy today. David Daly, welcome to the Real Estate Roadmap Show.
Well, thanks a lot. It's great to be here today.
Appreciate you getting all dressed up for us
well,
today.
Well, do it every day, so might as well today.
Well, take us back to the 80s. That was when you first decided that, okay, real estate makes some sense. I like the returns. I like what's going on there. What drew you to the business back then?
Well, there was I knew a gentleman that had a house for sale that had renters in it already, and so all I had to do was buy it, and it was rented out, and so it was an easy deal, and so it was rented out, and then at the end of the year, he didn't continue his lease anymore, and that's when the oil market crashed and everything, and the house prices went down, and I had to let it go. There was nothing I could do, so that pretty much killed any.
Well, that took the wind out of your sail, didn't it?
A little bit, I would say. But so at that point, you know, I didn't really ever consider it again until I started listening to the radio show about 4 years ago or so, and got, you know, interested in what they were saying, so went to a meeting and listened to what they had to say.
So what drew you back? You started out, had probably just a combination of really bad experiences, one after the other. What drew you back?
Well, it was, I guess, just listening to the radio and then going to the meetings and listening to the speakers and see what they had to say about it and see what was different than what, you know, I learned in the 80s. Everybody hears the horror stories of, you know, rental properties and these types of things.
Being a landlord and all that mess.
Correct. And that is really not the truth. Totally to me, because I haven't seen it on the people that I know that have real estate and are doing it correctly. They don't see it. I mean, occasionally, one out of 10 or 15, you may get one bad one, but I don't have those problems with my houses. They're I don't go to them. I don't fix anything. So,
well, I think you could say that David Daly's been through the school of hard knocks. He has got an advanced degree now in real estate and utilizing real estate to increase his income and net worth. He's going to give us his story in terms of how he's doing that. What did he do? What did he learn from his experience back in the 80s? How has he applied that here in the last couple of years? How is he going to build his portfolio to help him get where he wants to go? And if you've got one of those real-world questions, all right, I've been listening to them talk about this theory of putting together a portfolio of 10 houses. If you've got a question on not only the theory, but how it works in the real world, we've got you covered both ways today. Jeff Lewis, you're in charge of theory today.
I can do it.
So I know you can talk on both sides.
Not a problem. But I bet you there's a few questions for David, especially with a comment he just made is, you know, he doesn't have to worry about fixing the houses up. He doesn't go out to the houses. How many houses does he have, and how does he pull that off? Those are going to be some good questions.
Also, David, I didn't mention, and we'll talk about it when we come back from this break, has a full-time job.
Yes.
He's gainfully employed in a job that takes a lot of time and energy. How does he balance the two? And how does that work? You might wonder how owning several houses really works in the real world. What does he do in different situations? What has he learned that can help you? If you need a second opinion on something or just want a different perspective, today's your day here on the Real Estate Roadmap Program. And this kind of information you find out every Tuesday night at Subject, making more money, increasing your net worth. A lot of times people will use real estate to help them retire. Because retiring is a challenge these days. Can you save your way to retirement? Can you operate a household on the income that most people make and then still save enough money to live a long time in retirement?
Statistics show that most people can't. It's just not there. They can't save enough. It's impossible to save enough to be able to maintain the same lifestyle that you're looking at right now, especially if you take into consideration the cost of goods in the future, you know, the inflation aspects of things. It's tough. It's pretty scary out there. Unfortunately, most people, Mark, stick their head in the sand. You know, they absolutely ostrich that deal, and they don't really think about it. You know, their position is, hey, I'm making great money right now. I'll continue to make great money, and eventually I'll start saving. I'll wait for the kids to come out of the house or go out of the house, and then I'll start saving. Let me tell you, if you're in your 50s and you're looking at retiring come 60, 10 years isn't enough. I mean, you need some more time to save your way into retirement. And so that's why a lot of the investors that we look at usually have a few gray hairs, because they're the ones that have gone through, 20 years of corporate USA, look back and say, hey, I do have some savings, but this, I'll go through this in a matter of a couple of years, and the way I'm hearing it, I'm going to live till I'm 90. I'm going to live till I'm 100. My grandmother's 103 years old right now. Can you believe it? My grandfather died at 102.
Jeez.
So,
I want to drink the water they were drinking.
Exactly, exactly. So sometimes you got to ask yourself, what can you do different? And I think that's what I admire about some of the investors that we come across, like David, because, David, you're not retired. You're not, just hanging out at the house, plugging away on the computer or just having fun. I mean, you got a full-time job.
Absolutely.
Corporate USA type of deal. That means it takes a little bit of oomph, a little bit of passion, a little bit, I want to do something a little bit different. And that's the exciting thing about investing in real estate, because you get to track your progress by the number of houses that you got. He's shaking his head, so I'll shut up and let you comment.
Well, David, why not just sit back and save some money or make some mutual fund investments? You're gainfully employed.
I've been down that road. I mean, I've done the stock trading on, when it came online, and that was a disaster. Have 401k, and you can't do anything with that. And if you're going to pull it out, you're going to have to pay all the penalties on it.
Right.
And so what you have is, you have equity in your house you can use. You qualify for no money down and buy these houses, and that's where you start, building up your savings for your future, because everything, increases 3-4% a year in Texas, as far as the real estate market. A lot of people are scared off from the Florida, California situation.
Oh, the media has just hammered people, and unfortunately it's hammered people here in Texas, and it's not really applicable. I mean, right now, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, I'm not too sure about Dallas, but, those three markets, those are solid, solid markets.
That's exactly what I have right here. I understand San Antonio is like number one right now.
Yes, sir.
And Houston is probably close next to it. So
let me ask you a question, David. How many houses do you have right now?
I have three completed houses. Just rented the third one today.
Just rented the third one. And these houses, give me an idea. What are they like? Are they, $400,000 houses down in Bel Air? Are they?
Yeah, sure. No, they're all were priced well under $100,000 to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
The estimated after repair values were up to around 110, 115, something in that area, which doesn't necessarily mean you can turn around the next day and sell it for that.
Right.
But in time with the increase, the percentages each year, it will get there. But I've learned from the first two houses, which I didn't do quite as well as I did on the third house. 'Cause
it's a learning curve.
I bought it at the third house at almost 45% below market cost.
Right.
And put enough money in to fix it up, to make it right. It's perfect. It's beautiful. First person that walked in said, I want it.
And didn't have any problem leasing it out.
No. I put a sign in the yard. But you got to do it right. You can't skip steps. You've got to do all the correct steps. And if you don't do that, that's where you're going to run into your problems with, you know, tenants or being able to rent it. So you've got to service the customer and make them first, even though, you know, you're trying to build your portfolio, but you've got to please the customer just like in any other business.
And the customer is the person that's going to rent your house.
Exactly.
Make the payments on the house for you, and then hopefully then some.
And take care of the house, as I tell them. Please take care of my house.
So what kind of goals do you have? I mean, how many houses are you looking to buy, and how quickly?
Well, after the first two, I really wasn't sure. I kind of hesitated. And then I started finding some houses I liked in certain area, and got excited about this one. And it has gone so well that there are two more that I'm looking at. I already looked at today, this mm-hmm. morning, as a matter of fact, that are, you know, both. One of them's a foreclosure, I believe. So I'm looking at both of those, and, you know, I may be doing a twofer.
There you go.
Coming up, you know, I don't know, so we'll see.
And as far as time, I mean, you know, how do you balance time for family, for work, and have enough time to be able to build a portfolio of real estate?
Well, I, you know, working Monday through Friday, and I am on call every other week, 24/7, so I can get tech support calls at any time.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a person that can fix up your house, take care of things you need to take care of, call them, and, you know, always answer when you call and work out the details and let them do it. And that's what I do. I have a person that takes care of all that stuff.
Like a handyman.
And I make the occasional run to Home Depot for this and that, run
right.
over to lunch and drop it off to him. And, he takes care of it all, and he does a great job, and, you know, that's how I balance that time. So.
I think a lot of people might have been listening, expecting him to say, well, I hired a property manager, or I hired a property management company
no.
to do that. You said, as we were leading up, it was a handyman. You
right.
prefer to go that direction.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to pay somebody to manage stuff that I can manage, the administrative part of it, which is difficult and takes time, you know, and takes time away from other things, but... You know, I have to squeeze that in, but as far as, you know, the actual doing of the stuff, the first house I bought, we did some repairs ourselves
mm-hmm.
and thought, well, let's save some money. Well, I don't think it's worth it. I think if you have the money to do it and it's, you know, into the loan,
right?
You need to, if you got a full-time job,
right?
You know, let the handy person do it and don't worry about it.
And the reason being is it doesn't take as long if you've got the subcontractors in there that can get it in and get it knocked out quickly, because
right.
it's just that much quicker. You can start putting it on the market and getting
right.
it leased
and
out.
Plus, you're going to be home at night with your family and on Saturdays and Sundays instead of over there painting cabinets or doing whatever. I don't do that anymore.
Let me ask you this, David. Are you excited?
Oh, I'm absolutely excited now.
So here we got a fellow back in the 80s that just got his rear end handed to him. I mean, just
it
was bad.
Yes.
Exactly. And so evidently something we said on the radio show a few years back sparked your curiosity. You came in, went to a workshop and says, you know what, these guys probably have a little bit of an idea of what they're talking about. We helped you find some houses, put you into a financing program. Obviously, you know, you're not like wealthy. You don't have a whole bunch of extra income and extra cash laying around to where you can just pick up three houses. You
right.
had to get some financing.
Yeah, I would love to be able to, you know, walk up to a house and have the money to put down for the closing and buy
right.
it straight out and repair it. But, you know.
On average, how much did it cost you to get into each one of these houses that you have right now?
I don't even think over $1,000 out of all three of them.
Okay. So basically, you were able to make some of your money back on some doing some of the repairs and things of that
Absolutely.
Nature. Absolutely. So here we have a fellow that was able to buy three houses, increased his net worth by anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 between the three houses, and is sitting there with some positive cash flow. You've kind of got the gears greased up. You've got your focus squared away, you know exactly what needs
to be
done.
That's very key, is the focus. Yeah.
So how many houses are you looking at for 08?
08, well, we're looking at these two right now, so that'll be two.
What's your goal?
My goal is probably, in what, just for 08?
For 08, yeah. Keep it simple.
I would say three.
Three houses in 08?
Yeah.
So that'd be a total of six houses. So six houses, not bad. 10-year or the 10-house program we're talking about just
He's
a few minutes
be in the
ago.
Million-dollar club here pretty soon.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, when we come back, how does he manage all these properties? How does he handle it when things just don't go exactly perfectly according to plan? Have you run into one of those situations yourself? Want to bounce that situation off a real estate investor who is out and active in today's market getting things done? The telephone number is open for you, 281-555-5738. If you want to ask David Daly a question, how has he handled particular circumstances? Why is he so excited about the future of real estate, his own financial future? Get on the phones today. And if you got a question about how the loan works, how the theory works, Jeff Lewis is here. He's the founder of the MAP Club. David Daly took less than $1,000 and turned it into three houses. How did he do that? Get on the phones today, 281-558.
The first of the year, we're going to start doing some workshops on Saturdays as well, introductory workshops for those that just can't get away in the evening. So we've had a lot of interest. You know, it turns out a lot of the people that end up coming and sitting down and talking to us, they've been listening to the radio show for a good number of weeks, and they're hearing it, and they're kind of it's getting wrapped around their head a little bit, and they say, you know what, I think I do want to go in and talk to somebody and kind of get a feel for what's going on. And it's all about wanting to make that change. I mean, I was sitting there last week on our show. We had a caller call in that was talking about he bought a house in the Memorial area back in the 80s. Again, just got hammered with the oil crunch and ended up having to sell the house because of various different issues. And he was just saying, you know, I really wish I had that house because it'd be worth, you know, $300,000 today. And I said, you know, similar situation is my personal trainer. You know, he's the guy trying to put muscles on my skinny butt. And I see him all the time. And in one of the, we talk about real estate. We talk about what's going on. And he's got a duplex down in Galveston. He bought at the same time. And I told him, I said, hey, I mentioned you on the radio this past weekend, and we just got to chat. And he says, yeah, if only I'd have bought that townhome or that duplex on a 15-year note. And I said, well, why is that? He says, well, if I'd bought more, he says, just think about it. I've got that house. It's almost going to be paid off in 5 years, and at that point, I'm going to have $1,000 a month in cash flow. He says, what if I had 10? And he's never listened to the radio show before. And I said, really, 10? You like that number, huh? And he says,
yeah,
10.
It seems to work out, doesn't it?
And he goes, if I'd had 10, he says, I'll be retired in 5 years. And he had kind of a sparkle in his eye when he said that, as if he was kind of thinking about if only I'd bought that house. When I bought that house, I'd bought 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more. And if I'd put them on 15-year, or actually he had them on 30-year notes, and he's looking at 5 years in the future. And I said, well, what about people nowadays? Do you think that knowing –